Hi, everyone, and welcome back to IndonesianPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 16. How do you use an Indonesian ATM? Eric here.
Hello, I'm Fira.
In this lesson, you'll learn to talk about using a typical ATM. The conversation takes place at a shopping center.
It's between Surya and Putra.
The speakers are family members, so they'll use both formal and informal Indonesian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Kak, aku baru buka rekening di Bank BCA. Kamu tahu nggak cara ambil uang di ATM-nya?
Kenapa kamu buka rekening lagi? Bukannya sudah punya?
Iya, yang ini untuk terima gaji.
Oh, pantesan. Sini, aku ajarin.
Pertama-tama, untuk menarik uang tunai, kamu harus mencari mesin ATM penarikan tunai yang biasanya ditulis angka 50.000 atau 100.000. Bukan mesin ATM yang non-tunai ya. Oh, kalau begitu yang ini?
Benar. Sekarang, masukkan kartu ATM kamu dulu. Lalu, masukkan nomor PIN-nya. Nah, sekarang kan ada beberapa pilihan pecahan uang. Kamu boleh pilih dari sini. Tetapi kalau kamu butuh struk, mendingan tekan tombol transaksi lainnya. Selanjutnya, pilih penarikan tunai dan masukkan jumlah uang yang kamu perlukan. Lalu, konfirmasi dengan menekan benar atau salah. Sekarang transaksinya sedang diproses. Kamu tunggu saja sampai uang dan struknya keluar. Selesai deh.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Kak, aku baru buka rekening di Bank BCA. Kamu tahu nggak cara ambil uang di ATM-nya?
Brother, I've just opened an account at BCA Bank. Do you know how to get money from its ATM?
Kenapa kamu buka rekening lagi? Bukannya sudah punya?
Why did you open another account? Didn't you already have one?
Iya, yang ini untuk terima gaji.
Yes, but this one is to get my salary.
Oh, pantesan. Sini, aku ajarin.
Oh, no wonder. Come over, I'll teach you.
Pertama-tama, untuk menarik uang tunai, kamu harus mencari mesin ATM penarikan tunai yang biasanya ditulis angka 50.000 atau 100.000. Bukan mesin ATM yang non-tunai ya.
First of all, to withdraw cash, you should look for a cash withdrawal ATM machine, which usually has the numbers 50,000 or 100,000 written on it. Not the non-cash ATM machine, all right?
Oh, kalau begitu yang ini?
Oh, then this one?
Benar. Sekarang, masukkan kartu ATM kamu dulu. Lalu masukkan nomor PIN-nya.
Right. Now insert your ATM card first, then enter the PIN number.
Nah, sekarang kan ada beberapa pilihan pecahan uang. Kamu boleh pilih dari sini. Tetapi kalau kamu butuh struk, mendingan tekan tombol transaksi lainnya.
So now there are several choices of denomination, and you can choose from here. But if you need a receipt, it's better to press the Other Transactions button.
Selanjutnya, pilih penarikan tunai dan masukkan jumlah uang yang kamu perlukan. Lalu, konfirmasi dengan menekan benar atau salah.
Next, select Cash Withdrawal and enter the amount of money that you need. Then confirm it by pressing Right or Wrong.
Sekarang transaksinya sedang diproses. Kamu tunggu saja sampai uang dan struknya keluar. Selesai deh.
Now the transaction is being processed. You just have to wait until the money and the receipt are out. That's it.
Eric, did you know that in Indonesia, ATMs come in two types, cash and non-cash?
Yeah, I've heard that. How can you tell the difference between them?
The cash ATM is usually marked with tarikan tunai, which means cash withdrawal. Non-cash ATMs are usually marked with the words non-tunai, non-cash.
Got it. So what's a non-cash ATM machine for anyway?
We use non-cash ATM machines to transfer money and pay bills.
That makes sense.
Also, Eric, you have to be careful when using ATMs in Indonesia.
Yeah, I've heard a bit about ATM scams. To avoid them, the usual advice is to find an ATM near a bank rather than a freestanding booth.
That's right. If you have to use a freestanding booth, don't choose one in a quiet place.
If there are a lot of people around, it's easier to get help if something bad happens. Good advice. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
cara.
Way, method.
Cara. Cara.
Next we have
ajarin.
To teach.
Ajarin. Ajarin.
Next we have
tarik.
To pull.
Tarik. Tarik.
Next we have
pecahan.
Fraction, fragment.
Pecahan. Pecahan.
Next we have
tombol.
Button.
Tombol. Tombol.
Next we have
punya.
To have, to own something.
Punya. Punya.
Next we have
stroke.
Receipt.
Stroke. Stroke.
Next we have
konfirmasi.
Confirmation.
Konfirmasi. Konfirmasi.
Next we have
tekan.
To press.
Tekan. Tekan.
And last,
transaksi.
Transaction.
Transaksi. Transaksi.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is
pecahan uang,
which means denomination.
Pecahan uang consists of two words, pecahan and uang. The word pecahan is made up of the root word pecah,
which means to break or to fall apart,
and the suffix an, which makes it a noun. So pecahan means fraction or fragment. The word uang means money. Pecahan uang.
So altogether, it means denomination. Fira, can you give us an example of this term in a sentence?
Pecahan uang terbesar di Indonesia adalah 100.000 rupiah.
The biggest denomination in Indonesia is 100,000 rupiahs. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Oh, pantesan.
Which means, oh, no wonder.
Oh, pantesan is made up of two words. First is oh.
This expression indicates understanding.
Next is pantesan. Pantesan is the colloquial form of pantas saja. Pantas means
suitable, fit, or reasonable.
And saja means just. So pantas saja or pantesan means something like just reasonable or no wonder. Together, oh pantesan
means oh, no wonder. You can use this in casual situations, but is there a formal version?
Tidak heran. Tidak means no or not, and heran means amazed or wonder. Tidak heran also means no wonder.
This is good for formal and informal situations. It can also mean not surprised. For example, you can say,
aku tidak heran kalau banyak orang Australia di Bali.
I'm not surprised that there are many Australians in Bali. Or,
oh, pantesan harganya mahal.
Oh, no wonder the price is expensive. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about using a typical ATM. To start off, we have a question.
Bagaimana cara memakai ATM ini?
Which means, how do I use this ATM? Let's break down this phrase to see the meaning of each word.
Bagaimana means how. Cara means way. And the word memakai means to use. ATM ini means this ATM. Bagaimana cara memakai ATM ini?
A word-for-word translation would be something like, how way to use ATM this? But you can translate it as, how do I use this ATM? Next is another question.
Di mana letak ATM Bank Mandiri?
Which means, where is the Mandiri Bank ATM located?
Di means at, in, or on. And mana means where. Letak means location. So, di mana letak means?
Where is located.
So, altogether we have, di mana letak ATM Bank Mandiri?
Where is the Mandiri Bank ATM located? You can use this pattern with any bank. Just replace Mandiri Bank with the name of the bank you are searching for. Okay, after you find your ATM, you'll see the words
Masukan consists of the root word masuk,
meaning to enter or to insert,
and the suffix kan,
which turns the verb into an instruction.
Right. Kan can mean please do something. So masukan means please enter or please insert.
Next, we have the word
kartu,
which means card, and the word
Anda,
which is the formal word for you. Altogether, we have
Masukkan kartu ATM Anda.
Insert your ATM card. After you've inserted your card, you will see the words
Masukkan nomor PIN Anda.
Enter your PIN number.
Here again, we have the word masukkan,
which means please enter or please insert.
Next, we have the word nomor, number, and Anda, the formal word for you. Masukkan nomor PIN Anda.
Enter your PIN number. Listeners, we have plenty of useful phrases in the lesson notes, so please be sure to check them out.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Indonesian on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Indonesian Pod 101 lessons inside this app,
so you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to indonesianpod101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Sampai jumpa lagi!
Kak, aku baru buka rekening di Bank BCA. Kamu tahu nggak cara ambil uang di ATM-nya?
Kenapa kamu buka rekening lagi? Bukannya sudah punya?
Iya, yang ini untuk terima gaji.
Oh, pantesan. Sini, aku ajarin.
Pertama-tama, untuk menarik uang tunai, kamu harus mencari mesin ATM penarikan tunai yang biasanya ditulis angka 50.000 atau 100.000. Bukan mesin ATM yang non-tunai ya. Oh, kalau begitu yang ini?
Benar. Sekarang, masukkan kartu ATM kamu dulu. Lalu, masukkan nomor PIN-nya. Nah, sekarang kan ada beberapa pilihan pecahan uang. Kamu boleh pilih dari sini. Tetapi kalau kamu butuh struk, mendingan tekan tombol transaksi lainnya. Selanjutnya, pilih penarikan tunai dan masukkan jumlah uang yang kamu perlukan. Lalu, konfirmasi dengan menekan benar atau salah. Sekarang transaksinya sedang diproses. Kamu tunggu saja sampai uang dan struknya keluar. Selesai deh.